Good afternoon, good morning. This is a phase one communication hearing for Mr. Barreto, B-A-R-R-E-T-O, ADC number 155316. As I indicated, this is a phase one hearing. There's one offense that's listed on his record that's been presented to us by the Department of Corrections. And before I do the offense, I would point out the fact that there are three board members participating in this hearing at this time. They are the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And the offense that we show is murder in the first degree. He received a 10.5-year sentence. He's requesting a reduction of 4 years. His ERC is listed as November 15, 2024. And his ERC, if this is granted, his request would be granted, would be June 10, 2021. I would point out the fact that this is a first-degree murder. First-degree murder is what is listed on his record. What we do show that on May 5, 2006, that he was carrying, that is, the defendant was carrying his girlfriend's son as his girlfriend was at work, so he would go around and carry the son during the day and care for the son. At the end of this day, after he picked up his girlfriend from work, they decided that the girlfriend suggested that they would go on the other side of town to a party. And they went on the other side to the party, and while they were there, they started partying, drinking, and using drugs. And eventually, the defendant became just a little angry with his girlfriend, in as much as he felt that she was having sex with another male there at this party. And as a result of that, he left the room, but when he came back with his knife, and he started to go after one of the victims, who was a girlfriend's friend who she was having sex with, and he clapped him, and then as she was trying to separate them, he just cut her as well. And as a result of that, the officers were called, and he was charged with this offense. And he was seeking a reduction. Now that he's getting up in age, he's climbing in health. His mother needs assistance. Yes, sir. How long will it be? We'll be ready shortly.
I can't hear you, sir. What was that?
We were just saying, how long will it be? Because we were doing something else. So can you bring him in?
Yes, they're getting him ready here in a minute or two.
Okay, well, we're going to continue doing something else, and we'll see him when he comes in, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Please forgive us for the interruption on the tape, but he also felt that, as I said, and then he also points out the fact that his mother is in the prime in health, and that she needs his assistance, that his father died in 2014, and he and the rest of the family had moved away, and that for these reasons that he should be have a reduction in his sentence. He did take a plea because he received the maximum sentence, and he felt he was defending himself. He felt that he did not have a sufficient defense team. His last discipline was in 2014, and in 2014 he had two disciplines at that time. I would point out the fact that the presumptive is 10 years and 5 months, and that's what he received, by the way. The minimum would have been 7 years, the maximum would have been 21 years. However, there were two counts, and if they had gone consecutive, that would have been 20 years, but they went 21 years, but they were held concurrent, and therefore that's the reason that he has this 10.5-year sentence, and for stabbing both individuals, I would point out the fact that when he stabbed the female, she ended up with 14 stab wounds. And the crimes were, and then he also had a criminal record. I would just put that on the record as well. 1977 to 1979, as a juvenile, he had 5 offenses. And between 1980 and 2006, as an adult, he had 33 different crimes. He was not found guilty of all of them, but 33 different crimes. And there are no certificates or letters of support. With that being said, I do not feel that he should be paroled to his next consecutive sentence, but I am prepared to listen to other board members for any discussion or any disagreement whether he should be paroled to his to phase 2. Hearing nothing from board members at this time, I'm going to offer a motion for Mr. Barreto, that's B-A-R-R-E-T-T-O, ADC number 155316, not pass, to phase 2, and that is my motion, not to pass into phase 2.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by C.J. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kalonis, and this will end his hearing. He will not be paroled to phase, not pass to phase 2. And this will end the hearing. Thank you so much for your participation.